The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, 18th day of March 2019. January, February, March, almost a third of the year gone, folks. Are we having fun yet? Well, let's hit the flora and do some more. from Florida. Steve Elkins? Oh, yeah, it's Monday, Mike. Jeez, old Pete. Yeah, it's every Monday. I could see if it changed. Some days we sneak a Friday in there on you, or maybe a Wednesday. There he is.
Yep. Hey, John.
He forgot you.
No, nobody forgot me.
Oh, yes, he did. I had to.
Did you have a nice weekend?
No, did you?
I had an awesome weekend.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I had an interesting story. Some good stuff happened. Interesting stuff.
I spent a lot of time and energy replacing a hot water heater, and I had a friend that helped me, and neither one of us had done this before. And I looked at him, and I said, so I know nothing, and you know next to nothing. Well, and that turned into, okay, a couple hours later, he's standing right next to me, and I said, so, know nothing next to me that knows nothing about this. Finally got it done, though. Anything in life, I guess that's white privilege, Steve, because I did my own work to replace a water heater. You know, Mark Levin finally did something I agree with. He's coming out against the white privilege deal. And it's like, really? Now, like Beto O'Rourke, that's trying to make himself be more than just some rich kid from El Paso, Texas. That gestates. Have you seen this? This guy. I can't stand, Steve, talking to people or watching them speak, and they're gestating all over the place. The hands are going everywhere.
Yeah, saw that.
Yeah, well, I remember that from when I was a kid when I went down to Florida. my sister that was newly married, her brother-in-law worked for Delta, or her husband, my brother-in-law, and they used to have friends from the downstairs apartment. And it took my sister about 6 months to catch on. This guy'd be standing there talking to you. All of a sudden, he'd raise his hand and put it up in the air. And what the natural inclination was, you'd follow the guy's hand. And you'd look up. Well, everybody's got two hands. Guess what he was doing with his other hand? Scratching himself. Now, is that bizarre or what? But anyhow, I'm not saying that Beto O'Rourke does that. He's just some gestating, I know nothing, I'm a rich boy, and I want to get into the politics.
Yep.
You know, Steve, these guys, how many of them they have now? 13, 14 Democrats?
Actually, I counted 24.
Whoa.
But wait a minute, not all of them have been confirmed. A couple of them have not been confirmed, but I think there were four, so it'd be 20 confirmed. in the race.
Okay, so what are Beto in one day raised a little over $6 million for a guy that doesn't have a chance at president. And then we've got all these others, and people are going to support their campaigns. Somebody's going to be left out in the cold. Is this socialism at work? Let's redistribute the funds, the election funds.
Well, actually, what I see happening is actually a dilution of votes here. So at the present time here, you're going to have maybe 20 candidates, and not one of them is strong candidates. So you're going to be spreading the votes out between 20 candidates. So at this point, Trump would be a shoo-in.
Well, and, you know, isn't it strange that no Republican is even given a hint that they're going to run? Because to run again, everybody was witness to this back in 2016, were we not? Where he faced off with, 17 other Republicans? I even forget the number. But he went through them and sliced them, diced them, all of them. Now, that's pretty fresh in her memory. So we have a few people that still want to pretend that they're Republicans. We call them rhinos, Republican in name only. Yep. Things aren't exactly smooth in the Republican Party, but I'm telling you, they're scared witless. They don't know what to do. Otherwise, somebody would have stepped out in the shadows and went, hey, look at me. I'm running for president.
Yep.
Ain't happened.
Nope.
So what is the underground rumor? Don't worry, you'll be able to jump into the race. We just have to kill Donald Trump first.
It's interesting. I don't know. I might make a prediction here. Maybe that Mitt Romney may jump in the race. Possibly. Possibly.
Oh, but Mitt has been trying for years. Mitt gets it.
I know.
People don't like Mitt Romney.
I don't like him.
Well, I mean, the guy's a liberal. And if there's any confusion about this, folks, and I don't know why somebody in the DNC or the Republican National Committee have not said this. Well, I can see why the Democrats wouldn't, but I also see why the Republicans wouldn't. Let's get out the rule book. I'm starting to hear about constitutionality being woven into the diatribe, and I'm going, whoa, wait a minute. Constitution, is that the thing that reflects the democracy that we have?
Yeah.
Anytime that they turn around, anytime that they try to do something, they're cutting their own nose off, and they dare not go there. So, I mean, this is going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Nobody that is going to go up against Donald Trump. I don't know. Steve, has he officially said that he's running a second term? I don't think that he has.
I haven't heard in a while. But, you know, I found interesting was that he thanked Nancy Pelosi for taking impeachment off the table, which I thought was interesting. He had nothing to begin with, but he thanked the woman for taking it off the table. So it doesn't make much sense. He seems to kind of, I don't know, against this woman here. You know, she claims that she has as much power as the president of the United States, but why would he do that? Why would he
thank her?
Right?
She's got as much power as the president of the United States.
That's what she said.
And how is that? In her, well, maybe in her democracy, she does.
Yeah, but she said she has as much power as him. So, wow. And she believed it. I guess she believes that. But he actually thanked her over the weekend, saying thanks for taking it off the table. Why would you do that?
Strategy.
Why would you do that?
Strategy.
I don't know. What strategy would that be? Think about it.
Well, to maybe calm Nancy down. You know, we all got to just get along.
Nah. That can't be it. There's something else there. I don't know what it is yet, but I wouldn't be thanking her at all. First of all, I'd say you have nothing. And he's kind of playing down to her. I don't know why.
Well, Donald does some things every once in a while, makes everybody scratch their heads, but the guy just doesn't do things without his own reasoning. Now, whether he makes that reason public or not, you know, they've said over the years, Steve, that what's the art of politics? It's compromise.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay, so I don't know.
I don't either. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Compromise. The art of the deal. Everybody goes home happy, right?
All right, since I gave you my sob story about the hot water heater, how wonderful was your weekend, Steve?
Well, I went to Orlando's Chinatown. I didn't know existed.
I didn't either.
They have a Chinatown there. It was huge, a big giant mall, huge mall. I bought a bunch of good seafood, all kinds of stuff to cook with, and I had a little conversation with a guy standing outside of a door there, and with the table and clipboard, and had a couple little helpers, and wanted me to sign his petition for increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Oh, okay.
So Michelle went in the store, and I looked back, and she knew what I was going to do. I said, I think I need to go talk to this guy. And she goes, I know you will. So I went over, and young black guy, he had a necklace around his neck. It was the shape of a bullet. If I hadn't known better, and he actually hadn't talked like he was an intelligent young man, I would have thought he was a gangbanger. So I was talking to him. I said, so, you know, you want to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour? He said, yeah. I said, do you realize what city, what state actually was the first of this pilot program of increasing the minimum wage? He goes, no. I said, it was Seattle, Washington. I said, do you know how that turned out? He goes, no. I said, let me tell you how it turned out. Basically, they couldn't pass off the extra cost for the employees in their product line or their services. So what they ended up doing was cutting their staff back to from full-time to part-time, which means you have no benefits now. So, and along with technocracy, wherever they can, they'll eliminate people and use machinery. I said, it did not work out well at all. They lost a lot of people, lost a lot of jobs. And he said, I didn't know that. He gives me his telephone number to give him a call later on to talk more about this. I get home, I look up his area code 207. Do you know where 207 is?
I have no idea.
Seattle, Washington.
So who's paying his way to come down here to work in Florida to raise him? This is a political move. Who's backing this guy?
Yeah, but he didn't even know. He didn't know his agenda. He didn't know where it all started. He didn't know how it turned out. And he's from the city where it started.
Wow.
That's what I was saying.
Now that's interesting.
Yes, it is.
So did you have an opportunity to talk with him again?
No, I haven't called him yet. I just figured it out. I said, where is 207? So I did a little search here, and it says Seattle, Washington. I said, he did not know how this turned out in his own state, his own city here, and he's out here trying to push $15 an hour.
You know, I understand, and unlike some talk show host out there that it's just an absolute, here it is, boom. You know, I kind of do the gestalt. I walk around the thing, kick the tires, you know. And I can understand. This is what's not practiced a whole lot. Somebody has a position. Okay, why do you have that position? All right. I can understand why people would want more money. Because, quite frankly, the wage scale in this country kind of sucks. You're being eaten alive by taxes. There's debt everywhere. Inflation has been cooking and humming along quite nicely here for how many years? I understand that people don't have enough money. But yet, they don't think this thing through. Steve, in a system that we used to have, and this is before the evils of dealing with the interest gangster banksters really became obvious. You know, I mean, look, the IRS came into being right on the heels of the Emergency Banking Act of 1913. Why? Because the bankers wanted surety for the money that they know they were going to be loaning out. Why would they care? Well, it's our money, plus there's interest, so we have a keen interest in making sure that the government pays us our juice. But the funny thing about this is we really didn't accumulate any real debt year after year after year. Then we had the stock market crash October of 29. The banks kind of went on holiday, no investment money for businesses for roughly a decade. Pretty much the same pattern we just have gone through, only now we're on our what? Our 11th year. The economy's doing great. No, the economy's not doing great. And the banks have not loosened up the purse strings to loan money. But here we are. Look, Steve, in a system that you have a product, you build something or you have a service, you have employees, you got overhead, you all of this. People don't think in terms of this. What is the structure that we're dealing with and who has their hands out to be paid? What does it take to run a business? Now, rules, regulations, bureaucrats aside, if we had an honest money system, an honest money system, there would be more wealth than people would know what to do with. In other words, business people that didn't have to pay out everything back to the government weren't sitting at these high astronomical tax rates. I mean, some of these places, and this is no joke, Steve, whether it be Connecticut or New York or wherever it might be, these people are paying 60 to 70 cents out of every dollar by way of tax. That doesn't leave a whole lot. If you're a business owner, you're thinking about expanding or maybe going into another product line or doing a spin-off or whatever. Whatever as a business person you wanted to do, build an empire or build a nice little borough that ran smoothly and everybody made money and everybody was happy. Whatever your motivations are, people are not getting this. These socialists running around demanding, they don't understand a system. They don't understand what generates wealth. They do not understand any of this. The only thing that they know is they have a need. And like I said at the outset of this, I understand the need. But the way you're going about getting the money is wrong.
Right.
Absolutely wrong. Now, should people be making $10, $12 an hour working in Mickey D's or whatever? Well, you know what? It wasn't that way when I was growing up. These were low-level jobs that high school kids did. This is when parents would make the kids go get a job to help out. Actually, it's a good exercise in discipline, being on time, following instruction, performing tasks, down the list. And this was a good thing. But then, the kids got a little lazier, so grandma and grandpa come climbing out of the closet to go to work. Remember that? You'd walk into a McDonald's, you'd see old people trying to keep up with the young people there.
Yep.
It was almost, I just wanted to walk in with the emergency, paddle thing to give them a boost in case they dropped dead of a heart attack. But that was quickly replaced by what? Oh, that's right. Low-wage aliens. Illegal. Mm-hmm. You can't walk into a McDonald's here in Texas, man. You think you just walked into Juarez, Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, the system is broken. It's all upside down. And nobody is telling the truth as to what went wrong with the system. What generates the wealth? What generates the riches? They don't get it.
Nope, they don't. You know, this youth we have now, they don't understand how to run a business. They really don't. You run a business as a conservatism. So your business grows. You watch your resources, you watch your spending, and hopefully you can grow. You can't grow a business on liberalism giving away the store.
No.
And they don't quite get that. They think, well, I should get this. Well, how's that possible? I mean, just look at this AOC. She's a joke. She thinks you could scrap the whole system, start over brand new, and it's just amazing. It's just impossible. But this youth doesn't understand. They don't understand. They think we're just endless deep pockets and that we can pay for this. Well, no, you can't. It has to come from somewhere. And businesses grow because of conservatism, not from liberalism. They don't give away the store and grow. They give away the store, they go out of business.
They don't understand that. There are people that literally, because they're good at it, you've heard the story, take a millionaire, strip him of everything, take his clothes off, plop him butt naked in another city. Just drop him off in a street corner. Well, it's not going to take too long that guy is going to be able to buy clothes, buy a house, buy his food, buy a car. Why? Because he has the knowledge on how to do business. And, Steve, there's a lot of people out there that do venture capital, will start businesses and whatever, build them up to sell them to make a profit. There's actually people out there doing that.
Yep.
But what do we have now? We got a bunch of bloodsuckers sitting around whining and crying going, we need more money. Well, get up off your dead little socialist butt and go earn some. The problem is, can they do that? Are the jobs available?
Right.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Walking like a millionaire, smiling like a king. He leaned his shopping cart against the wall.
Ain't no Iola, ain't no Cortez.
You know, John, since you brought up the debt, you've got a great article on the website today you had to talk about. 12 statistics that prove that the U.S. is facing a consumer debt apocalypse. Great stuff.
There is a bunch of stuff we need to get into today. By the way, while I'm looking for that, Morris Dees got fired.
I heard that.
You know, and that's kind of funny because they didn't say why he got fired. He was co-founder of that place. How does a co-founder get fired with no explanation?
Something interesting there.
By the way, the U.S. banks report $251 billion of unrealized losses on security investments in 2018. Now, that's worth going over before we get into the other thing because... unrealized? How do securities lose $251 billion in 2018?
Well, how did the Pentagon lose $3 trillion?
They didn't lose it. They spent it. Net income for the fourth quarter of 2018 among all 5,406 FDIC-insured banks and thrifts more than doubled year over year to $59 billion due to higher net operating revenue. What the hell does that mean? Higher net operating revenue and lower income tax expenses. In a full year, net income rose 44% to $237 billion. The FDIC reported today in its quarterly banking profile. Boy, that's a lot of bank fees there, huh? Mm-hmm. But over the same period, unrealized losses on investment in securities, and they don't tell you what the investment securities were, losses that are not included in the net income figures, ballooned to $251 billion, the largest, they say, unrealized losses since 2008, but they don't know why. Mm-hmm. They don't know where it went.
Really?
Unrealized losses are losses on securities that dropped in value, but that the banks have not yet sold. So they're hanging on to a bunch of the crap. They haven't put it on the market because why? It's not worth anything.
Right.
So now they're coming out and telling us, oh, well, we had losses in 2018. No, these are the losses that happened since 2008. But did you lose? You know, Steve, I feel like a stranger in a strange land. I feel like a character out of one of Heinlein's books. I feel like I came from another planet, came down here and went, okay, let's look at this problem and what's the best fix for the problem that you poor humans are suffering? Well, how about stupidity being number one? Yeah, I just...
It is hard to believe. It is. All these numbers... Well, these numbers have been dumbed down. You agree that, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course they have.
I mean, even these numbers right here, you're looking at $251 billion of unrealized loss. It's more than that. It's more than that. It's a lot more than that.
No, they go on to say that in the fourth quarter, banks added $93 billion to their security holdings, bringing their security holdings to $3.72 trillion. That's $93 billion included $55 billion in Treasury securities, which, by the way, they can't sell Treasuries to anybody anymore. I mean, the person who picks up the phone and tries to get somebody to buy the laughter before the hang-up, I'm sure, is really depressing for the guy trying to unload this crap. Right. But total assets of the bank, they're claiming $270 billion. But then they claim that they lost money. All this is a little shell game. These are losses that already have occurred, but they weren't really losses to the functionality of the banks because they're still here. Oh, yeah, there's a few of them that got gobbled up by other banks that, well, had more on their ledger sheet. Yeah, next to nothing. I mean... This was the biggest crime. This is the biggest financial crime ever committed, Steve.
Yep, there was.
You know, and here we sit, 11 years later, and everybody's playing pocket pool and whistling through the graveyard. Nobody is talking about this. Nobody is even mentioning it. You know, when you got the Cortezes of the world, or the Bernie Sanders that come out and push their socialism, we've got to raise taxes and everything. No, why are the coffers, why is everybody out of money? Bernie and Cortez, you little dip twit, let's have a discussion about that. What is wealth generation? How does wealth get created? And let's get around to the money deal. Let's get around to the debt. Not only the debt, not only the principal, but the interest that keeps sucking us dry. We're not going to have this discussion. And you know, I was thinking about this today, Steve. You know, there's a lot of crap that you're trying to pull right now, and we've got governors and mayors and police, county sheriffs. I haven't seen the chiefs of police of the the corporate security service. They're not saying a whole hell of a lot, but people are looking at this and they're going, what? No, we don't think so. Folks, believe this or not, there is a remnant out there that's looking at a lot of this stuff and going, we don't think so. And they're not up to speed like you and I and Steve and this audience is. So there is a ray of hope here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the entire history of the United States, consumers have never been in so much debt. And that would not be a crisis as long as the vast majority of us were still regularly making our debt payments. But delinquency levels are starting to rise to extremely alarming levels. Now, folks, we have varying degrees of extreme here, and they're going to have to keep inventing new terms because, well, the extremely alarming levels are going to be extremely bypassed and gone over, and they're going to increase. In fact, some of the numbers that are coming in are even worse than we witnessed at any point during the last recession. If things are this bad already, what are they going to look like once the economy really gets bad? Because even though it appears that we're heading into a new recession, according to the Federal Reserve itself, it's not officially begun yet. That means that much worse is yet to come. And just like last time, millions of Americans will likely lose their jobs, and without an income, most of those suddenly find themselves unemployed and will not be able to pay their bills. The stage is set for the largest tsunami of consumer debt defaults that this country has ever seen and will absolutely devastate major financial institutions all across America. And if you think we're exaggerating here today, folks, even a little bit, here's the following list. The following are the 12 statistics that prove the U.S. is facing a consumer debt apocalypse. Somebody tweet this out to Donald. Number one, total consumer debt in the United States just surpassed $4 trillion. That's never happened in all of our history, folks. Number two, when you throw in the mortgages and all the other kinds of individual debt, U.S. consumers are now $13.5 trillion in debt. Now, before I said the United States just surpassed the $4 trillion mark, you okay? Well, a whopping 480 million credit cards, number three, are in circulation in this country. 480 million. Along with the illegals, we got about 330 in this country. 330 million. So we got a few people out there holding more than a few cards, and they're underwater themselves. Number four, U.S. consumers are carrying $870 billion worth of balances on their credit cards right now. Now, Steve, remember what happened the last time? People whipped out that MasterCharge at the grocery store to finance this week's groceries.
Yep.
What's going to happen when the chickens come home to roost on this one? Number five, 56% of Americans that currently have credit card balances have been carrying them for more than a year. And it's not because it's just a convenience, folks. You know, credit card, just conveniences. No, people are using this for survival. And why pay the interest on an outstanding balance if you had the money? Common sense would dictate, hey, retire that balance. Let's zero out those credit cards. They don't have the money.
Right.
Now, okay, with all the, you're hearing that the car companies are getting ready to get rid of passenger car lines. Well, they're shaping themselves for the future. If it's not going to be the electric cars that take over, probably a severe depression or whatever the case may be. Americans now owe a total of $1.3 trillion on their autos. Folks, that's a lot of interest-bearing debt out there. At this moment, more than 7 million Americans are delinquent on their auto loan payments. That figure has already surpassed what we witnessed during the peak of the last recession by about a million. So they keep calling this a recession, folks. Now, the recession happened in 2006. The depression happened in 2008, and it's still there. Because we still have about 25% of the people in this country still out of work, and I don't give a damn what the government and how they lie to tell you that unemployment's at 3.7 or 3.5%. Yeah, in your dreams. Millennials are now more than $500 billion in debt, and no generation of Americans has ever been deeper in debt at this stage in their life. And the last one here, number 12, one recent survey found that 78% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Suffocating debt levels are a big reason why that figure is so incredibly high. So with people living paycheck to paycheck, that means there's very little room for error. And by the way, no disposable income, no spending cash, folks. During the last recession, large numbers of Americans immediately began getting behind on their bills once they were laid off. And we saw mortgage defaults rise to an unprecedented level. Sadly, we haven't learned. Steve, I've got to take this call. It's from Poland. Sure. Go.
Yeah, go ahead. You know, I learned in school that two recessions equals a depression, so I'm not sure. That's what I learned in school. I'm not sure. They keep saying recession, recession, recession. I guess they're just afraid to actually use the terminology, the correct terminology of a depression, because that's actually what we have here. These numbers we're being given are false numbers to begin with. 3.7% unemployment at 3.5. It's a joke. It's probably closer to 22-23%. It seems like everything we've learned appears to be not the truth. It's a lie. And a lot of things in history, I go back and I look at now and I say, geez, that's not the truth. I've learned the truth since then. But when it comes down to economics, two recessions equals depression. And I'm sticking by that one. I really am. I'm a big focal kind of guy. So when I look around, if I'm told that the economy is strong, I look for things that reaffirm that we have a strong economy. And I see building. I see road construction. I see bridges being built. I see lots of things that indicate that we are a stronger economy. And I don't see it. And, John, you mentioned that the strip malls, my strip malls out here are gone.
Yeah.
And so how can they keep saying that the economy is strong if I don't see it? You got to see it to believe it. I don't see it, so I know these numbers are false.
Well, and part of the mirage here that they've been demonstrating to us is Wall Street. And look at Wall Street. It's at all-time highs. Mm-hmm. And we know the reason for that. That's not a real indicator of how this economy is doing. These are Wall Street boys buying their stocks back, fattening up portfolios, and yippee for them. But this is not indicative of a healthy economy. Those numbers are not coming off of wealth being generated by people. It just isn't. Okay. And so here's this big illusion that, oh, the stock market is at all-time high, unemployment, oh, it's 3.5%. And, yeah. Well, okay, I can see where the government, they don't want to get too depressing because, you know, they're worried about gyrations in the market. Mm-hmm. Now, Steve, that could be as little as, Donald Trump tweeted something out about a deal he's working on, or oil prices, or Venezuela, or anything that they can point to that they don't want to get too negative because, well, that's a downturn in the markets. No, you know, hogwash. The downturn in the markets is caused by the markets themselves. They've created the problems. We are demonstrably living through those problems, and we know the reasons why we're having these problems, but nobody else seems to get it.
Right.
You know, most Americans don't even realize, Steve, for instance, that if you make a minimum payment on a credit card every month, you can end up paying more in interest than you ever did for the original purchase. Yep. Just look at your house mortgage, folks. Tell me that's not a lie. If a credit card borrower only made the minimum payment, say on $5,000 of debt, they'd be in debt for more than 18 years and would end up paying $6,372 in interest based on national average interest rates, according to Ted Rossman, industry analyst for creditcards.com. And that's what a lot of people do. They will only make the minimum payments.
Yep.
Now, this credit card debt, I mean, one of the best financial moves that anyone can make is to get out of the credit card debt and never look back. Just don't do it. And that's particularly important in the juncture. The economy is really starting to slow down compared to last year. U.S. job cuts announcements were up 117% in February. That's not indicative of an economy that's building steam.
Right.
That is, you've taken the pressure regulator off of grandma's stewing pot or pressure cooker. Hear that sound? That's the air. That's the steam leaving. That's the energy going out the window.
Well, John, while you were gone, I said I learned in school in business that two recessions equals a depression, but they're afraid to use that word. If we keep having recession, that's a depression.
Well, Mark Zandi, he's chief economist over at Moody's Analytics, and he come out, and this is dangerous for these guys to do this because it's a yippee-ki-yay, you know, never mind that you're the 50th person, we only got 49 chairs. Just listen to the music, avoid the thing that looks like the dog turd in a punch bowl, and have a good time. But somebody's going to lose a seat here. Now, the economy's throttling back, way back. This is what he said. That's the message in a near stall out of job growth last month. Job creation probably isn't as bad as February's disappointing numbers suggest. Usually poor weather played a role. And there was this job growth of 20,000. Well, where was the job growth that they always tout for the Christmas season? It was non-existent. People weren't hiring extra help for the holidays because they didn't need it because the shoppers weren't in there shopping. Mm-hmm. Now, unusually, they're saying unusually poor weather. Yeah, any excuse. but it's weaker than just a few months ago. Businesses are nervous, and the sentiment is at risk of breaking if anything goes wrong. And plenty could go wrong. A recession could materialize swiftly if businesses lose faith, and there's a good chance that it will. You know, we're all playing this perception game. Forget realities. Forget realities. Let's take a look at what really is going on. Let's take a hard look at it. Let's correct the problem, and let's get on with this thing called life. They're not willing to do it because everybody's afraid of the scammers out there that somehow are going to do what? What, are they going to send out hitmen to you to kill you because you speak the truth? I've got a guy that's been helping me with the website, with product, with the store. He says he's contacted a lot of people, you know, for possible advertising or to carry their product. They take one look at our webpage and they go, no, we're not doing any business with you. And I asked the man, I said, do you keep a list? And he said, what do you mean a list? I said, the people that, he said, oh yeah, I keep notes. You know, because I don't want to do anything repetitive. Somebody scratches me off their list, I don't want to contact me again. I said, I understand that. I said, but I want you to give me names and phone numbers. And when things do start to move in the positive direction in this country, I want their names and phone numbers so I can call them up to thank them so much for their support, for the people that actually understand what the problems are and are trying to work to solutions to return normalcy, sanity, and a constitutionally limited republic. You know, remember like we used to have? We still have people out there, Steve, that are, well, they're just afraid. You know, they don't want to get tangled with that person because it might hurt my business. Well, guess what? Dip crap. You're going out of business anyhow.
That's right.
So I hope you enjoy your timidity. I hope you enjoy your lack of courage. I hope you enjoy ending up with just about what everybody else is going to end up with is pretty close to next to nothing. While we're out here in the trenches, we've been fighting the trench warfare for a lot of years with very little help. The only reason that this network is still here is because our listeners believe in us, Steve. Right. They want that constant flow of information, and they appreciate our take and our opinion on things because we are correct. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be a megalomaniac with an IQ of 198. This is pretty simple, straightforward stuff. Understand how things should be, find out why they're not functioning, and find out how things are versus how they should be, and therein lies the answers to your mysteries. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's incredible, but we have a lot of people that are, well, I just don't want to, and I just, well, you know what? Like I told the character from Georgia, oh, yeah, I'm going to leave you a bunch of money. I'm getting this money. Man. I called him up, I told him, I said, keep your damn money. Well, you know, I had some things. I said, yeah, it's same old story. Same old story. And then he did something that was unforgivable. He slathered all this stuff with Jesus, which to me is more than unconscionable. I would much prefer you just cut my carotid artery, okay? Stand there and watch me bleed out. The clowns out there, the despot, they always carry Jesus. I'm with Jesus. So somehow what? That covers up the real devil in you?
I would think so.
Yeah.
John, I'm looking at the Bloomberg report here, and evidently they don't do a daily Baltic Dry Index anymore. They used to. And I'm looking at it, and the most current one, and they used to do it every day. I used to follow this. I remember I used to call you all the time, so the Baltic Dry Index is this. The last one was posted here. I'm looking at it. Is 314, and it closed at 7:30. Now I'm looking at all these numbers. This is a great website, by the way, people. Bloomberg.com /BDIY Baltic Dry Index yield, and you should follow this a little bit. But here's something interesting: the 52-week range of the Baltic Dry Index. 52-week range, 595 to 1774. Now, at the height of this market, when we got into 1987, it was 11,793. So that was in a booming time there. The economy was great. And now we look at this here, and this thing's been manipulated too. But now they're only doing it like probably once or twice a week. But this is a number also that when Fox got a hold of it, because I learned about the Baltic Dry Index back in 14, that as soon as it got mentioned on Financial Times with Fox, somebody said, you know what, like we're doing with the Wall Street, we got to tweak this thing because people are looking at this and saying, if this is a global economic indicator, then we need to tweak this because people are going to start figuring out the barges, those big container ships coming in, are not loaded anymore. And that means there's not a consumer-driven economy. That's at
right.
all. So,
right.
so we have to manipulate this also. It's 7:30 on as of 3:14. So watch this on Bloomberg.com, quote, Baltic Dry Index. Check it out.
Well, and they're going to quit reporting on things that give a strong indication that all is not right in La La Land.
Right.
All right. By the way, next hour we're going to get into the Christchurch shooting and... Yeah, what does the lady from New Zealand come out and say before the dust is even settled? Gun control! Gun control! Well, you notice, folks, they're after the firearms here, but we still got our guns, and we aim to use them if necessary.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Short story in a small segment on a small man. Lindsey Graham. Good old Lindsey has come out. Now, he's the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, folks. He seeks to incentivize states to adopt red flag laws allowing gun confiscation. On Saturday, Breitbart News reported that Graham had given Democrats a green light for a March 26 hearing on the confiscatory gun laws. And, you know, Nixon was the only one that could go to China. Well, I guess Graham's the only Republican to go on CNN. He told CNN that the gun confiscation laws represent a place where Republicans and Democrats can come together. And I'll leave that statement go without comment. Red flag laws, which already exist in California, Florida, Illinois, and other states, allow family members, police, and others in some instances to petition a court to have firearms confiscated from an individual. The red flag law in California failed to stop the November 7, 2018 borderline bar and grill shooting, which killed 12 innocent people. The law in Florida failed to stop the August 26, 2018 Jacksonville Landing shooting and January 23, 2019 SunTrust Bank shooting. A total of 8 innocents were killed in those two incidents. The red flag law in Illinois failed to stop the February 15, 2019 Henry Pratt Company shooting and a myriad of other shootings on the south side of Chicago. But the laws are still being pushed as solutionary, and Graham wants to incentivize other states to adopt such laws. He told CNN, and I'm quoting, "What we're going to do is get people from the country, Arizona has one now, and see how they work and see if we can incentivize states to pass legislation to allow police to intervene with family members or police officers are becoming a danger to self or others." He did not say how the incentives would work or clarify whether they would be financial in nature. Well, you bet your sweet bippy they would, because what's one thing that states need right now? Money. Now, while red flag laws are fail to stop determined attackers, Town Hall notes that they pose a threat to law-abiding citizens who may be dealing with a disgruntled ex-boyfriend or girlfriend. And here's a good example. Say a woman dates a man. He's a gun enthusiast, enjoys going to the gun range, taking part in shooting sports like trap and skeet. It's something he might do on the weekend with his friends as social activity. The woman knows this about her now ex-boyfriend. She wants to get back at him, so she reports him to the police, saying she fears for her life. Based on an accusation alone, police can go to a judge, at which point the judge can order the police to confiscate the man's firearms. He's got no say in it and no chance to defend himself. And what that statement just said, there is no due process, folks. You're automatically deemed guilty until you prove yourself to be innocent. The exact opposite of the justice system in this country. Now, Maryland, Steve, has a red flag law on November 11, 2018. And on Arundel County Police Chief Timothy Altomare, and other officers went to the home at 5 a.m. to confiscate somebody's firearms, exactly when you want to show up in the dead of night. The homeowner grabbed the gun when he realized the officers were here to take his firearms. A physical altercation over the gun ensued, and the homeowner, guess what, ended up toe-tagged in the county morgue. The Capital Gazette quoted Chief Altomare as saying the officers who went to confiscate guns did the best they could with the situation that they had. And he added, it's tough for us to say, well, what did we prevent? Because we don't know what we prevented or could have prevented. What would have happened if we didn't go there at 5 a.m.? I got a clue for you. The homeowner would still be alive. There's your difference. Holy mackerel. I'm from another planet. I just got here. Steve, tell me why you live with alligators down in Florida. We'll be back. Top of the hour break.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines. Reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Peace. extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.